Chapter 8. As he entered the comms array, Reach was greeted by an inquisitive stare from Captain Bosa.
Captain? Your helmet, Bosa said. Something punched through?
Yeah, rock fragmentation. To be honest, I'd forgotten it even happened. Bosa stepped in for a closer examination.
Looks all right for the amount of blood. Looks almost healed.
Yeah, well, Alexa tells me that I got the full suite of super soldier enhancements on account of my contract greenlighting the government to do whatever it wanted on me while I slept. So, maybe that's it. Fast healing.
Bosa grunted and tapped on the clear helmet shield that sealed him from Amir's air.
I'm more concerned about you being exposed to Atmo.
Reach had forgotten about that, too. But he hadn't sensed any ill effects, even after running and fighting.
I forgot to check the Badger's sensors while en route to first.
I put Soto on it, said Lieutenant Sherman, emerging from outside.
He patched the sergeant into the line.
Sergeant Soto, report.
Yes, sir. Check the planet's air for harmful biologics, chemical weapons, excessive radiation, etc. The air outside the Badger is cleaner than the air inside. We're good to go.
Reach sighed in relief. Sherman nodded.
Thanks, Sergeant.
Out. Captain Bosa unsealed his helmet and removed the mask. The rest inside the array did the same.
Both of you come with me.
Sherman held up a finger.
Wait one, sir. Getting a report of possible RUPAC movement on the lines.
Bosa nodded and continued on with Reach. They traveled farther into the array building, into a room where several Space Force technicians were fiddling with the hardware, their instruments spewed across the floor like their toolboxes had gotten airsick. Bosa stopped next to an old codger with a short, trimmed beard. Reach couldn't put a name to the man, but he did look familiar, even in the dim light provided by the techs. He wore a generic flight suit. Maybe a civilian scientist who'd come along?
Reach hadn't memorized the passenger list by any stretch. Before Bosa or the old man could say a word, a woman stepped out of the shadows and into a floodlight's dazzling beam.
Hello, Reach, she said.
He knew that voice.
Alexa? Yes, she said, smiling broadly.
Captain Bosa wasn't looking at them, but Reach could tell he was listening.
Alexa, you're a robot?
Not exactly. I'm an android. Robots are primitive. You don't think I'm primitive, do you?
She batted long eyelashes at him and gave him a coy smile.
Reach felt flustered. What the hell was this?
He had thought Alexa was a talking program, like a futuristic version of Siri, but now she was very real and very beautiful.
No, ma'am, Reach managed at last. I do not.
I'm kidding, she said with a laugh that sounded like someone shaking a big, flimsy piece of sheet metal.
Everyone in the room turned and looked at her.
Oh, she said, covering her mouth with one hand. I apologize. I'm still working on sounding more natural. Human laughter is wonderful and unique to each person. I'm attempting to create my own version. It's still a work in progress.
Right.
Reach looked over at Bosa, who offered the faintest of grins.
If you're here, Alexa, who's flying the ship?
My full attention is hardly required for this portion of the Boon's deployment. Most of it is broken up and being brought down to expedite phase two. Therefore, I elected to join Captain Bosa to see our new home in person. Also, I felt the desire to stretch my legs, synthetic though they may be.
I apologize, sir, Sherman said, rushing into the room.
It's fine, Bosa said patiently.
The line? A pair of RUPAC attempted to surrender to the Badger. They were killed before we figured out that it wasn't an assault. No other signs of enemy activity.
Bosa sighed. All right. If we can secure more prisoners, I'd like to. We still need to find out what's going on down here.
Roger, sir, said Sherman.
Then he noticed Alexa for the first time.
Who's this?
Hello, Lieutenant Sherman. I am Alexa.
Sherman's face registered his surprise. He gave her a long look up and down. Bosa faced Reach and Sherman.
There are a number of things you two need to be briefed on now that we have control of Camp Ohio.
but I guess we can start with Alexa. One of the things Dr. Roman worked on was getting Alexa to a phase of physicality. She's capable, exceedingly strong, and she's here. Reach looked to Alexa to see how she would react to being spoken of in such a way, but her face held a resting, quasi-interested look, like she was processing everything around her without offense.
As to what happened on the Boon, that's still a mystery, Bosa continued. We lost 70% of those in stasis. Alexa has inexplicable gaps in her memory, and a system diagnostic suggests that some kind of external event caused the damage. No idea what that is, but the working theory is space rocks at high speed. The old man interjected. The loss of Alexa's memories is the largest problem. A great deal of valuable data has been lost. For instance, some of the mission protocols, our stellar charts. We have no record of our voyage. We don't know why the cryo systems malfunctioned or when or why none of us were awakened to help. Frankly, it's a miracle we were woken up upon reaching orbit.
The voice was familiar, but Reach couldn't place it, like it belonged to a character on TV or something. But every elderly actor he thought of, all of whom had to now be long dead given their time in cryo, came back as wrong answer. Reach tried to focus on what the man was saying, but found himself only staring at his face.
Who are you?
The old man continued.
To make matters worse, there's no easy way to identify specifically what was lost until we run into a problem. It's like going camping, but not realizing you forgot to bring a source of fire until you're 1,000 miles out in the middle of a huge forest. It's too late to turn around and go back, so you've got to make do.
So we're winging it out here? Sherman asked. Our most advanced bit of tech, meant to oversee the establishment of the colony, and she's... what? Had a stroke?
The old man tapped his chin.
That's a good comparison. Yes, I think that fits nicely.
All due respect, Sherman said, sounding like he was having trouble catching his breath. But perhaps we should discuss this with Dr. Roman. If there's anything to be done to fix her, he's the one who'll do it.
Yes, I suppose I am, the old man said, a devilish smile on his face. After all, I designed her.
Reach shook his head, the pieces coming together. Doc? Sherman squinted and leaned in.
What the hell happened to you, Dr. Roman?
Captain Bosa held up his palm, not liking the treatment the civilian was getting from his officer.
That's all right, Captain, Dr. Roman said, waving away the protection. I'm aware of my appearance. I'm afraid that over the past 40 years I didn't experience the same stasis benefits of cryo as you did.
Are you saying your pod failed? Reach asked. Roman clearly looked 40 years older.
Oh, no, it didn't fail. I just didn't spend much time in it. I found myself with more projects, new ideas, and other things to keep me occupied than I'd anticipated. As such, I stayed awake for longer than I'd intended. I did sleep in cryo, and sometimes for months, so the aging you're seeing is the result of work hours only.
No offense, Doc, Reach said, but it looks like you got a lot of work done. Roman smiled, and it was odd to see the grandfatherly look from a man who had still been in the prime of his vitality when Reach last set eyes on him leaving Earth's orbit.
My time was well spent, as you should by now be well aware. With Alexa's help, I was able to discover, test, and implement several upgrades to the ship and her personnel.
You're talking about the enhancements, Sherman said.
Correct. The single largest change, implants aside, are the biological enhancements, namely a 25% increase in your endurance and stamina. Though that number is an approximation, as each individual responded to the treatment in a different way. Your body is now engineered to do more with less. You should be able to run, work, and do other strenuous activity for about 25% longer. You're also stronger, you heal more quickly, and you are more tolerant to pain.
I noticed all of that, Reach said, when I was running. I felt like I could go forever. It felt like a lot more than 25% better, though.
Well, Mr. Reach, you got the special treatment, Roman said with a smile. Frankly, you now put to shame the top 1% of humanity. I'd hoped to be able to do the same with the rest of the crew by scheduling periods of cryogenic rest and upgrade upon our arrival at Amir, assuming your men would consent. But given the state of the pods and the loss of data from Alexa, I fear that's no longer practicable.
Captain Bosa raised a hand.
Now that we're all reintroduced, he took a breath. I have two concerns here. The first is that we are dealing with a previously established Rupak force of unknown size and strength. The second concern is that we experienced such a catastrophic failure en route. Perhaps it was simply a case of mechanical failure or failure caused by outside circumstances, but I feel we'd be remiss if we didn't consider the possibility of sabotage.
The room felt heavy as everyone considered the implications of the statement. Lieutenant Sherman crossed his arms.
And how do we figure out who did that if Alexa here can't recall anything from her databases? That includes any security footage, I imagine.
It does, Roman replied, rubbing the back of his wrinkly neck. Allow me to answer you in parts. As much as I'd love to consider these failures the result of sabotage, not that I would delight in that possibility, only that I feel desperately sick thinking it was I who failed those poor souls in my designs. I fear there is no sure way to find out the truth.
You said you were awake, Sherman interjected. His tone was so carefully neutral, Reach wasn't certain if that was a question or an accusation.
Probably a little of both. Roman sighed.
I was awake, yes, but not in any custodial sense. I was living out of my workstation, focused on the tasks at hand. When the larger simulations ran, I would slip into cryo until they completed.
So whatever happened, Bosa said. You're saying it happened while you were out?
Yes, and given the damage to Alexa and the ship's logs, I have no way of pinpointing when it all took place. I was unaware of any difficulties until 8 hours prior to our arrival at Amir, when, at my prior request, a system alert woke me. I wanted to see it come into view. I immediately realized the gravity of our situation and awoke the captain to begin damage control.
We'll find out more as we're afforded time to investigate, the captain said. But it'll have to wait. We've lost a substantial number of men, and there's still considerable work to be done. Doctor, based on what you know so far, do you recommend any alterations to the colonization plan?
Roman gave a fractional nod.
Obviously, Rupak's presence makes defenses a priority.
Agreed, Sherman said. They're ill-equipped and not putting up much of a fight, but they're persistent. I don't have toxicology, but the way they kept coming, it was like fights against those doped-up Iranians back on Earth.
Indeed, Roman said with a sigh. It will be difficult, if not impossible, to achieve our deadlines while we are under threat.
Bosa nodded.
We'll take care of it. That's why they sent Rangers in first, Doctor.
Good. Good. With so many of the buildings damaged or razed by the Rupak occupation, my priority now is to get as many of the concrete printers as we can back online and to rebuild the camp. Amir has the raw materials, but we have to get started.
We'll need a warehouse to protect our supplies, Sherman suggested, and fortifications to set up proper combat outposts.
And let's not forget the comms array, Bosa said. We're supposed to send a signal back to Earth upon arrival, but our techs are somewhat mixed on whether that will be possible.
I believe we can do it, Roman said. It shouldn't take us long. We have spare parts on the way with the boom. If needed, we'll make something that does the job.
Thank you, Dr. Roman. We'll let you get to it.
The captain then turned to Reach and Sherman.
Lieutenant Sherman, Rupak is your priority. Refine our perimeter and organize patrols. We're not going to let the commies waltz back into the camp whenever the hell they feel like it.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Reach,
I'd like for you to work with 2nd Platoon to see about getting as many concrete printers working as you can, and get them busy building defenses and then a warehouse. Keep me informed of your progress.
Reach looked over to Alexa, wondering if this was what she'd meant. Bosa was treating him like an officer, and yet Reach wasn't sure what else he would do.
I can do that, Captain, yes.
Captain Bosa gave him and Sherman a fractional nod.
Thank you. Dismissed.
Though he wanted to say and get more information from Roman about what had happened aboard the Boone, Reach followed Lieutenant Sherman out of the building. Darkness had fallen, held back only by small pockets where the mobile flood lamps shone.
I guess I'll take the northern half of the camp to see what I can find, he said. I'll keep you informed. I just hope there's enough working parts left to make at least one of these things.
The colony was supposed to be equipped with 4 printers, Sherman replied. I'm sure we'll get at least one working. Maybe 2. But I suggest you focus on the southern half of camp first, since that's the side that's defended by a badger. By the time you finish looking in the south, I'll have some stronger defenses in place up north.
That makes sense.
Roger.
Reach hesitated for a moment.
This shit is strange, Lieutenant.
I know it. And I'll be honest. I have no idea what that quack did to you or the rest of us while we were sleeping, but I saw the way the men from 2nd Platoon reacted to you today. Darndest thing I've ever seen. That kind of thing, it doesn't happen.
He clapped Reach on the shoulder.
Take care of those men. They're looking for you to do it.
Sherman left Reach with a smile on his face. That smile faded as evidence of the mess Rupak made of Camp Ohio presented itself. Every few meters he had to kick some metal box, plastic ring, or other bit of technological detritus out of the way. The objects could have been part of anything, from air conditioners to circuit boards. Maybe even some of the robots that had built the camp in the first place. It was going to be a long, arduous process just to get things to the state they were supposed to have already been in upon arrival.
Stinking commies, Sherman muttered to himself.
He saw a Space Force tech sitting on the remains of some piece of equipment, stuffing his face from a plastic pouch.
You there, Space Force.
The spacer looked up, still chewing, but made no effort to show respect to a superior officer. Sherman only barely resisted the urge to slap the meal out of the man's hands.
You're going to sit there on your ass when you are addressed by an officer?
The spacer swallowed loudly, dropped his food pouch, and snapped to his feet.
Sorry, sir,
he mumbled around the bits of food still in his mouth.
Who's your supervisor? Sherman snarled.
The spacer glanced around, then pointed to a man sitting farther away, chatting with several others.
Staff Sergeant McNabb, sir.
Go tell Staff Sergeant McNabb you're going to be working for me for a while.
The private glanced at his unfinished MRE, some of which had splattered out of the bag onto the soil.
I'll still be waiting for you, spacer, Sherman said.
The spacer ran over to McNabb. Sherman watched as the man pointed back in Sherman's direction, apparently explaining the situation. McNabb merely glanced at the lieutenant and gave the spacer a shrug before shooing him away. The spacer returned.
I'm back, sir. Staff Sergeant McNabb wants me to tell you that you've got me as long as you need me.
What's your name?
I'm SFC Spinks, sir.
Okay, Spinks, here's the deal. You're gonna start gathering all this technological shit you see lying around. Drag it, haul it, borrow a walker. Whatever you have to do to get it all piled together. Your objective is to categorize it by type of bullshit, color of bullshit, and size of bullshit. You will find enough to assemble or repair one of the concrete printers which are supposed to be somewhere here in camp, and then you will notify Jared Reach. Do you know who he is?
Spinks nodded, his face blank.
If you don't know what something is, don't waste your time asking people about it. Just make another pile to stick it in. I'll be checking in on you, so don't dally. We've got another ship inbound, and with the way the Rupak have treated this place, there's a lot to do before they get here.
Yes, sir, Spinks said, clearly unhappy with the arrangement.
Get moving. That MRE isn't gonna go bad.
Sherman stared at the spacer until he started moving.
Kids these days, he whispered as he walked away,
looking for ways to improve the defenses of the northern perimeter.